Roots and Shoots with Joe and Sabrina. On Afternoons, 102.5 ABC Perth and ABC Radio WA.
G'day, Sabby. What do you think that ding means?
I know that ding, but I don't know where I know it from. It's like the hotel ding, you know, when you wait, when you're not being attended to fast.
A little bell.
Yeah,
a brass bell.
A little brass bell that you go, ding, I would like some assistance, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon it's that.
Thanks for clearing it up for me. Very confusing. Now, let's squeeze in a quick text question before we pause for the headlines and weather. It's Rosalind from Kiara, and I love the way you have introduced yourself. Joe, Sabrina, all-knowing wise bog witches.
That's us.
Now, Kiara's got a Japanese mandarin, large terracotta pot in premium potting mix with a mulch kept away from the trunk. It sounds like you know what you were doing, Kiara.
She's all over it.
But recently the new leaf growth is curling. There are some strange marks on the leaves, and please, please, can you play detective and help her?
I can. And it's not aliens, so Kiara, you're going to be pretty okay there. But what you do have is citrus leaf miner. They're a weeny, weeny, weeny little caterpillar, and they're on the inside of the leaf, and they eat all the chlorophyll. And then you get this silvery sort of wiggly wobbly.
Discoloration.
Yeah. And because they're on the inside of the leaf and the egg is laid inside the leaf, you can't really spray. So you can get a little lure that you hang in the tree and attracts the male citrus leaf miner.
Who eats the female?
No. They think, oh, there's girlies here. So they go into the lure and get stuck in it. So they have a very disappointing weekend.
That is very tricky.
It's cunning, isn't it?
It's very cunning. That is very cunning.
But back to the actual caterpillar that's inside there. So you're better off just plucking the leaves off.
Get rid of.
Because you can't, there's no point in spraying because it's all inside the leaf. But you can make it less tasty for them if you wanted to put some neem oil on there.
Okay, you love your neem oil.
I love the neem. And the lure. Lure, the get the boys in, go,
okay.
Come on down, boys.
There we go. Problem solved. Problem solved, Kiara. And before we get to news and weather, Teresa would like to know, is it the right time to prune back her
salvia? Absolutely. Now, if you look for anyone that's growing salvias, if you look very carefully at your salvia down the base of the tree, or the bush, you'll see there's all new little leaves, which is an indication. It's saying, prune me, prune me. I fairly hammered mine on the weekend, just two-thirds off.
Can't imagine. Can't imagine.
Hard to believe.
Can't imagine. Let's have a chat to Jenny. Good afternoon. What did you want to ask?
Hello, Joe. Hello, Sabrina. Ringing again regarding my property in 2J, Sabrina.
Yeah.
Hello. I am ever optimistic that I'm finally going to grow a Banksia. What if I put it in a pot? Could I do that?
Yeah, they grow really, really well in a pot, Jenny.
Oh, good. So what sort of size pot, which Banksia and what soil, please?
Okay. So I would definitely get native potting mix because you want it gutless. You don't want any good stuff in there. Now, you can have, if you're going to grow it in a pot, you can basically grow just about whatever Banksia you want. So don't forget, you can get all the big Banksias in dwarf form as well. I would definitely stick to a West Australian Banksia rather than an Eastern States one because all our native bees and little mammals and things love them. So I think what you need to do is just have a look and see what you like the most. And then
What's the root system like? So what sort of size pot?
I would get a 45-litre pot to a 50-litre pot and it'll be happy in there forever.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Jenny, if you have success, please send us a photo. And Sabby, you have made me feel a bit better because I'm just terrible at growing banksias.
Most people are.
Well, I was in Margs on the weekend in Narrabup and walked past this garden, and this bloke, we were standing there admiring it, The Banksias were unbelievable. I should have got his number. It was just, and then he had one part of the garden that had really established Banksias and other natives, and then another part he'd clearly just started planting. I was like, what's your secret, mate?
The secret is to not having improved soil. That's the secret.
I mean, I don't think my soil is particularly improved. Anyway, we were just in 2J and we're still in 2J. Ah. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello. Hello, hello. Actually, 20K in the bush out of 2J. Oh, I've been trying to grow Wallamai pine in a pot because of the wildlife maybe nibbling the pine. Ah. Had him growing for 18 months quite successfully and then unfortunately put the pot too near the window and seriously burnt all the upper leaves.
Yeah.
Underneath there is one lovely green leaf and I've been clinging hoping, and now I wanted to transplant it. Is that it should have been transplanted 12 months ago.
Is it really pot bound or something, Mary?
Well, it's probably that as well, but I'm sure the heat, you know, near the window got
Okay, if you can repot it or transplant it without root disturbance, it will be okay. You're just going to have You're going to have to be really careful that you don't muck around with the root system, that's all.
Okay, what sort of a mix would I put it in?
I would actually get a native planting mix.
Native planting mix?
Yeah. Now, even though they come from the Blue Mountains where the soil has a bit more oomph to it, you could mix in a little bit of compost with it.
Ah, well, I was a bit reluctant to do that.
Yeah, but a very small, I'm talking, you know, like 5%.
Yeah, okay.
We'll and give that a native slow-release fertiliser.
There you go, Mary.
It's so beautiful.
You've heard it. Peter's in Carlisle. What's happening, Peter?
Ah, hello, Sabrina. Hello, Joe. I planted some broccoli about 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
A couple of rows. I've just spent 3 weeks in China and got back last night, and the leaves are growing like crazy. They're now almost about 2 feet high in the old money.
Yep.
But there's no flowers, no sign of any flower. Have I missed? Well, we planted it in potting mix. We probably haven't fertilised enough, but is it too late to hope?
It's probably too late for that broccoli to give you much joy, but I'd put in a new batch.
Okay, I can do that.
Yep, you've got plenty of time, Peter.
Thank you.
And the leaves of that broccoli you can use in soups and stir fries.
Oh, stocks even.
Oh, that's stocks. A good idea.
Oh, sorry, yeah, soup stock. I was thinking, like those stocks.
Where your mind goes sometimes is really,
scary.
Really terrifying. Leon, over to you. What's your question?
Yeah, so I've got a hedge of clistamens at the front of my place and they're growing through the fence a bit, so when's the best time to prune them back?
Whenever you've got time. Leon?
That sounds like now.
I'd hook in now if I were you.
Are they easy to propagate?
To propagate? Easy peasy. Do you want to grow some from cuttings?
Yes, see if I can.
Okay, but you've got to use the tip cuttings, not the, you can't go down into hard wood. You need the soft wood cuttings. So, you know, the tips of the clistamen, you know, like the 10 centimetres at the tip.
Yep.
So we're talking little cuttings, Leon.
All right. Yep.
And get some hormone gel for soft wood cuttings.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Good luck, Leon. I love the fact you can get hormone gel for plants and there are women struggling to get hormones. I mean, what is wrong with the world?
I wouldn't take on these hormones, though, because there's more gibberellin than there is anything else.
Who knows what you might... Yeah, no, anyway, let's leave that there. Now, to grapes. Good afternoon, Alan.
Oh, good afternoon, Sabrina.
Hello, Alan. How is it in Alan's world today?
In sunny Collie, it doesn't happen real often, but it's very nice at the moment.
Beautiful. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I was listening, as I do, to the ABC, and there was a guy, a vineyard on, who said that grapes grow in poor soil.
Yeah, they don't need a lot.
Yeah, and I've been sort of, you know, I love to give things in loving contributions, and I'm thinking that maybe I have planted them in too rich a soil.
Well, the thing is, Alan, grapes have, they will grow in lots and lots of different soil types. So, you know, when you go to Italy and you go to France, you'll see some of the vineyards there and Margaret River, they actually have quite decent soil. But the big thing about grapes is you need to find out what is and isn't in your soil. So even though they will grow, and when you see them growing in Greece, in the islands, in totally barren
sand, really,
sand with limestone, they don't bear as much, but they still do bear. So grapes have an enormous broad range of the soil type that they will grow in.
I was chatting to a winemaker down at, you mentioned Margaret River recently, and, you know, there's a lot of discussion around the changing climate. I mean, they're growing vines in Scotland, for goodness sake, and essentially just chatting about the strength of the vines in terms of protecting from some of those issues. But boy, oh boy.
They're very adaptive. The grape is very adaptive.
Okay, from grape vines to passion fruit vines. Good afternoon, Ian.
Oh, g'day there. How are you going, guys?
Hello, Ian.
Yeah, I live down in Dawesville, not far from the beach.
Yep.
There was already a passion fruit vine in the house when I moved in. I'm pretty sure it's an Ellie Kelly.
Yep.
Gave me a lot of fruit for the first two seasons that I've been here.
Yeah.
But last year I planted another one next to it. Well, I think it was a Panama. I'm not completely sure.
Yeah.
And that took off like you wouldn't believe, grew up and down the fence crazily. Heaps and heaps of flowers, hundreds in fact.
Yep, and no fruit.
No fruit whatsoever.
Okay, now, this has been a constant problem for quite a few years now. So I found a research paper that is now looking into, and this is happening all across Australia, on why passion fruit vines are flowering but not fruiting. And what the theory is that the Panama passion fruit, the black and the Nellie Kelly passion fruit were developed many, many years ago, and genetically they are getting weaker. So the theory is that those older varieties are no longer viable.
What would cause that? I mean, inbreed, like, do plants, is there inbreeding in plants? What would cause them to weaken genetically?
I think it's a combination of environmental factors and the fact that it's like, if it's the same as if you, you know, are having children with your cousins and your siblings, the chain becomes weaker and weaker. And quite often, a lot of the passion fruit is actually tissue cultured. So as the generations have gone on, that particular, the DNA in it's just become weaker. So what they're suggesting now is that you're looking at new strains of passion fruit that are coming out.
So are you saying to Ian he needs to replant?
Yeah, I would. And so many people have had the same problem. It seems to be right across Australia, Ian.
Yeah. I mean, at first I thought there was something wrong, and I actually was pollinating the flowers myself with my cotton bud.
But that's what they're saying, that the pollen isn't viable.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I hard pruned it back about 4 weeks ago along with the Nellie Kelly.
Yep.
And it's already sprung into life from the pruning.
Yep.
You know, it's prolifically growing.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, should I persevere or should I rip it out? But now I'm going to rip it out.
No, I would.
Sorry, Ian. I mean, yeah, it's better to, I guess, act and replant and grow than
passion fruit needs a lot of fertilising and a lot of water. And if you're not going to get any, and everyone's saying the same, Joe, they're getting flowers, But that's not turning
no fruit. No yeah. fruit. And
what's the point of that?
I mean, they're beautiful, the flowers, but you want to taste that incredible flute. Fruit. Rather.
Or now, a flute.
We're still on the fruit vein because I think Gary's got a question about pomegranates. Ah. G'day, Gary.
Hi, ladies.
Hello, Gary.
I tried to phone up on the weekend and you guys ran out of time. So I thought, hey.
You're a patient bloke.
And I was just driving, actually. So I thought, okay.
Have a ring.
And I wanted if you would know any place that I could get a wide variety of pomegranate.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the best bet to get all the different types of pomegranates is actually on Facebook pages. There is a fantastic strain of pomegranate which has been grown by some Afghani people, and they grow all the stuff from cuttings, and their pomegranates are sensational.
Are you able to give – so should we put Gary on hold and we can tell him the name of that Facebook group via Slim?
Yes.
Okay. Gary, don't go anywhere. We are going to tell you – Slim's going to tell you where to go to find your pomegranates, and if anybody can tell me how to de-seed a pomegranate without it going all over the place.
Oh,
I'll be
heaps
a friend.
Of videos on them.
Oh, there are so many. But they don't all work. They do not all work at all. Now, Lara is in Alexander Heights. Oh, more grapevine questions. G'day, Lara.
Hi. No, I was listening and I got inspired by the grapevine chat.
Okay. What were you thinking?
Well, look, my grandfather has had grapes for years, you know, decades and decades. And then before my grandmother passed away, she gave me cuttings of his grapevines to plant at my house.
Oh, that's so lovely.
It's great. And now they've both passed away and I've got these beautiful sultana grapevines that fruit prolifically and I'm moving house and I don't know what to do in order to make sure that I'm taking a little bit of their garden along with me. So how do I take cuttings of grapevines or do I need to dig them up?
Well, you can do both. You can take cuttings and you can also dig them up. So they transplant. How long have you had them in the ground for?
They've been in the ground for about 10 years.
Oh, don't dig them up. Okay. Is it possible to wait? Can you wait for another month or not?
I'm moving in 3 weeks.
Righty-ho. So you're going to take cuttings right now, Lara.
Okay.
Now, what you need to do is you need to go down to where the wood is like finger thickness.
Okay.
And then you're going to take a cutting that is 30 centimetres long. You need to take the cutting just below a node where the leaf comes off. You'll see that's where the nodes are, where there's a leaf that comes off either side of the stem.
Okay.
And you want at least 3 nodes above that. Now, people get mixed up of what's the top and what's the bottom of a... of a cutting. So the top of the cutting you're going to cut at a 45 degree angle and the base of the cutting will be a flat cut.
Or you could tie a little bit of ribbon around it so you remember.
You could indeed.
I'd be likely to forget what you said and be like, oh, this one's on an angle and this one's flat. Now I still can't remember what's what.
What's going on? So you're not taking this year's growth, you're taking last year's growth. So you won't be able to bend the wood, okay? So the cutting you're taking, you won't be able to bend it. It'll be too hard to bend. Then you're going to get some hormone gel for hard wood cuttings. You're going to dip it in the hormone gel. Now, because they are very significant special cuttings, I want you to get some propagation mix, not potting mix. Get propagation mix. Put the cuttings in individual pots in the propagation mix and you should be fine. You should be able to. So I would take like 20 cuttings.
And how many, how long are the cuttings and how big are the pots?
Okay, so the cutting is going to be 30 centimetres long and you're going to bury 10 centimetres of that cutting in under dirt. So you need to have pots that are at least 15 centimetres deep.
And Lara, if you're not making notes, I, you know, clearly have demonstrated my lack of memory, but you can listen back to this via the link. So if you didn't make notes while Sabby was talking, just a reminder, if you jump onto the ABC website, go to Afternoons, you can listen back and then it'll all be there for you.
Thank you. And then can I just ask one more question? Yep. How wet do I keep the soil?
Okay, damp, not wet, because there's no root system and you don't want that cutting to so you need to water those every 2 or 3 days.
Okay. All right.
Good luck. Report back.
Wish me luck. Yeah.
Good luck, Lara.
I'm sure it'll be brilliant. Yeah, but let us know. Good on you. I mean, there's something in those vines, isn't there? Oh. And you don't want to lose them.
And any plant that actually has some sentimental value that's come from family, it's really important to keep.
Lynn, what's happening with your mangoes?
I need to know when to prune and it doesn't drop its leaves.
No, it shouldn't, because they're evergreen. So you don't want it dropping its leaves, otherwise you could be in a bit of trouble there. With mangoes, the best time to prune them is when they've finished fruiting, Lynn. You're in Busselton, so it's not going to get too cold, so I would be hooking into it now or waiting until spring.
I'll do it now. And also, Sabrina, because of all the marriages you have saved and all the people you have saved and all the plants you have saved, I think you deserve a Bog Witch Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, I agree.
That's so beautiful.
Yes. And if there's one of many of your listeners out there who can make you one, that would be fantastic.
I would love that.
Bogwitch Nobel Prize medal? Yeah. Is that what you're saying, Lynn? A medal or a hat or an outfit?
Absolutely.
Either. I think that's a beautiful idea, Lynn, and thank you so much for your gorgeous sentiment.
Thank you, Sabrina, for all you have done.
Thanks, Lynn.
You are a wonder. You really are a wonder, you bog witch mad.
I know. Mad bog witch.
Mad, but brilliant. And, who's going to make that Nobel Prize? Now, Sabby, it is time to say goodbye.
It is, but I'll be back next week.
Saving marriages and plants. By the thousands.
Really?
You've made her embarrassed, Lynn. I love it. Thank you very much, Sabby.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.